AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The government is expected to fall short of shipping 80 million coronavirus vaccine doses abroad by the end of this month. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement.
Also, the CDC says 150 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Iran's president-elect staking out a hardline position, rejecting any possibility of meeting with President Biden or negotiating Tehran's ballistic missile program and support of regional militias. One man is dead, a second wounded, along with at least one police officer in a shooting in downtown area of Arvada, Colorado, which is just outside Denver. No word yet on the condition of the second man or the officer, not known yet what led to the shooting. Supreme Court, in a unanimous ruling, says the NCAA rules limiting education-related benefits for Division I football and basketball players violate antitrust law.
Currently, students can't be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer is capped at the cost of attending the school. The former athletes who brought the case argue that the rules on education-related compensation are unfair and violate federal antitrust laws. The case won't determine whether students can be paid. Instead, it will help determine whether schools decide to offer athletes tens of thousands of dollars to cover expenses such as the cost of computers, graduate scholarships, tutoring, studying abroad, and internships. Mike Hemp in Washington.
One person is dead, several others hurt, when a 77-year-old driver of a pickup truck, a member of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus, suddenly accelerated forward, killing a fellow chorister and injuring another in what the chorus director, city officials, and police say was a tragic accident at the start of the Pride Parade Saturday. This is AP News. Tropical storm Claudette blamed for 14 deaths in Alabama, including 10 in a fiery crash south of Montgomery. Eight of those killed affiliated with the state sheriff's girls' ranch. Tornadoes in the Midwest.
About a dozen people were injured when a Sunday night storm spawned a tornado that damaged homes, knocked down trees, and took out power in northern Illinois near Chicago.
After coming from Naperville, came into our area.
Brian Cunningham is the police chief in Woodridge, Illinois.
People couldn't get out of their garages. There was damage to the doors. There was debris in the way.
In Naperville, Fire Chief Mark Pucknitis said about 130 homes were damaged, but early warnings likely minimized the number of injuries.
It could have been a lot worse, I will say that. When you look at the destruction that has occurred over this five square block area or so.
News conferences courtesy of ABC 7 Chicago. Severe storms also hit other parts of the Midwest, including northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and Missouri. A tornado damaged buildings and knocked down power lines in eastern Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.